Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about happiness. What do you need to create it, and what do you need to let go of to make it better for yourself? The UN study on happiness called Denmark the happiest nation on the planet Earth. And there were many reasons why this came to be so. And I believe we can all learn quite a bit by learning from the Danes how to have a happier, more pleasant life. But before I go into that, I'd like to share a couple of statistics with you that I found quite fascinating myself. Did you know that there were $550 million spent on self-help books and over $1 billion on motivational speakers here in the United States in a year? Now, I believe it's really great that people are buying self-help books and going to motivational speakers in order to improve their attitudes and perhaps learn some new things. However, the research also shows that there needs to be basic changes in your attitude in order to create true happiness. Harvard University study shows that one is 50% less likely to have heart disease, a heart attack, or a stroke when one is happy. So what can we learn from the people of Denmark? What do they have right, which we need to correct within ourselves here in America? First, work less. The average Dane works about 33 hours per week. Only 2% of them work 40 hours a week or more. I do believe that we here in America need to make a shift in that area because many Americans are working 40 hours a week. That's the minimum most people need to work in order to have a full-time job with benefits. And many are working 50, 60, and even 70 hours a week, which creates a great imbalance in work-life living, because we need other things in our lives in order to make ourselves happy. What may those things be? Well, interestingly enough, the Danes give us some more information on this subject as well. Copenhagen, Denmark, is the world's happiest city. And this is based on the generosity among their citizens, their freedom to make life's choices, and a strong social support system. That was also reported in the UN World Happiness Report. So, how do they go about doing these things? Well, there's a few different things that the Danes do to make their lives happier. Here they are. Almost 80% of mothers in Denmark return to work after having a child. However, they spend their time away from work with their family, they have weekly happy hours with their girlfriends, and they participate in community clubs programming. The Danes also focus on experiences more than gadgets and things. They recognize the importance of building memories. I, for one, can totally appreciate that one with the travels I do. They create great experiences for me to reflect on my learnings, the great people I met, the things I did. Experiences are really, really important. Even if it's just going to a really great movie that you enjoy with a friend or even by yourself, it gets the emotions going in a positive way, which is a good thing. Also, because they don't spend a lot of time our energy on collecting gadgets and things, they have no worries over debt. Or the time and care that it takes to have these things stay in working order. They also build social networks. Did you know that by building your social network, you can actually slow down your biological age by lengthening the telomeres in your DNA? It's a proven fact based on some research that was done. So social networks are very important to our well-being and our happiness. We are going to be happy based on the people who we spend our time with. I would suggest that you find happy, contented people who are fulfilled in the work that they are doing. And perhaps people who have interests and hobbies that they find fascinating and fun to do. Because those folks are also happy and content in their lives. People in positive relationships with others are folks that you'd love to be around because perhaps you can meet new people through them, create new friendships, expand that social network that the Danes have found so helpful. And of course, you want to spend some quality time with your kids and your spouse, if you have one, or your significant other. It really ought not have to be said, but I know from dealing with many of my clients that they find many, many hours to work and to do their interests, and they spend less time with their families and their significant others. And this isn't good for anyone involved. Your children really need to know that you're around, that you care about them, that you're interested in the things that they're interested in, and that you want to be a part of their lives. Most of all, they want to know that you respect them. So do the best that you can to demonstrate that you care about them, you love them, and that you're there for them, and that you are interested in seeing them grow into be happy, healthy, functional human beings who are productive, doing things that are important to them in their lives. Because after all, they are their own person and need to be allowed to be who they are, so they can be happy. And the happier they are, the happier you'll be. In terms of volunteering, I volunteered many times over the years. Especially when I was in Billerica, I volunteered for 4 different organizations. And the really interesting thing with the volunteer work was that I met incredible people doing incredible things, helping people out. One was dealing with social justice issues in our community. And the other ones that I was involved in were really working to help the children and the teenagers in our community to have better sense of self-esteem and be less likely to get involved in drugs and alcohol abuse and bullying. These all brought a lot of fulfillment to me, especially when we heard back from the kids who gained from their experiences, from the work that we had done to help them gain those experiences, what they learned and what they were able to do, which without the help of our organizations, they would be unable to do. So think about that for a moment. In fact, it doesn't really take a whole lot to make someone's day. I'm here in San Pedro, California, and there are a lot of homeless people around, even though it's a very wealthy area. And let me tell you, when I can, I give a couple of bucks here and there to the people on the street. A few days ago, I was walking into a bank to do some business, and there was a family of 4 there, a mom, a dad, and their 2 kids, and the parents didn't really speak English very well. They had just come from the Dominican Republic, and they didn't have rent money, and they didn't really have jobs, and this was a problem. And of course, my couple bucks was not going to make a big difference in their life, but it did bring a smile to their faces because someone actually showed that they cared. And you know what? We all need to know that we're cared about. And it's even more fulfilling in a way to have it be for strangers who you know. You're just doing it to do it. You're not looking to get anything in return. You're just giving a little piece of something that you have to make someone stay a little better. In fact, a couple of days before that day, there was a young woman who was in Redondo Beach, I think, who held up a sign on the street, and she said that she had been clean for 3 months and needed some money in order to buy some food. And I gave her like $5. And you know what? That meant everything to her. It was such a small thing to do, to bring a smile to someone else's face, to let them know that at least they could get something to eat for the day. So if you are looking to be happy, there are just a few things that you really need to keep in the back of your mind. But the most important one, I think, is to really be in touch with your heart. Your H-E-A-R-T. What do you feel in your heart is right for you to do? To have you feel happy and fulfilled in your life. Because only you know what's going to work best for you, honestly. However, you need to be honest with yourself in terms of the changes that you choose to make in order to bring these things into your life. Because ultimately, we're responsible for our own happiness because we're responsible for our own lives. At this time, I would love to introduce you to a fantastic woman whose purpose is to inspire and empower others to be of service to humanity in a loving and caring manner while achieving their aspirations with integrity. Her name is Alicia Lawrence, and she has a podcast called I Live to Inspire. She also has a web blog where you can read the content. She says that everyone has their own definition of success and freedom, and she is moved to inspire you to get there by sharing her journey with you, called The Alicia Lawrence Show, I Live to Inspire, which you can easily find on Stitcher.com and iTunes. You love her warm, comforting Jamaican voice. If you'd prefer to read the content, go to her website at http://ilivetoinspire.com/podcast/. You will truly enjoy and learn much from what she shares with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.